What exactly went down that caused this to happen? Because this was actually a Harrison officer that had come here to assist with the situation, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At that particular day, he had came to Yellville to answer a letter that was sent to the headquarters complaining about a series of burglaries in the area north of Summit that we're talking about. Guns were disappearing, food was disappearing, valuables. And they sent a message by letter to the state police district headquarters, and the trooper came over to visit with folks about it. He met with a couple of locals, and they asked him to come up and see what they'd found in regard to the stolen merchandise. He made an arrangement to do so the next day, and that's kind of where it started.
And then things just turned deadly. That, of course, you have to read the book to get all the information on what happened. Yes,
they did. It's a very complex story. Both the background of the individuals involved, the murderer, the trooper, other people that were involved in the investigation itself, the manhunt. It's a tremendous story. When you read the book and look at it, you're assailed with a number of photographs of individuals, places, things that occurred during this story, and you feel like you know these people. You feel like you're actually sitting right there with them while it's happening.
Well, we're talking about 30 miles from here, less than 100 years ago. I mean, this is still, this is a history that's very much alive.
And not only the people in this area that were alive when this happened and remember the trauma that went on in the community, but also it's a firsthand story passed down to their children and grandchildren that remember it just as well as if we were talking about President Kennedy's assassination.
The author, Stephen Coppinger, now he is a retired law enforcement officer himself.
He is. Stephen began his career with Fort Smith Police Department. He later worked at Fayetteville PD. He worked as a chief investigator for the Attorney General's office. He then entered the ranks of the Arkansas State Police, served as a road trooper for a short while, and then entered into, for the most part, plainclothes assignments. His first was as governor's security, and then on into Criminal Investigation Division. The criminal investigation experience there and at Fayetteville PD has equipped this man to investigate a crime that happened all those years ago, and this is definitely a cold case, an ice cold case, but he did a great job.